pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Board of Supervisors meeting for Des Moines County on March the 8th, 2022. Is there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I have none. We'll meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson.
Good morning.
County Auditor.
I was gonna give you an election update, but I forgot my paper in the other office. The county candidate filing has started. It started Monday. We have two candidates that have filed, one for recorder, Ms. Natalie, and for treasurer, Ms. Janelle. And nothing else has been filed, but they have until, any candidates have until March the 25th to file their papers. And originally, I had on my list that the state senators would be on the ballot, our ballot this year. They will not be. Because of the redistricting, and I knew that there was two candidates in there, I thought it would be, but since one of them resigned, there's not two incumbents competing against each other, so the other one will automatically get it because that position term is not up until 2024. So the state senator will not be on Des Moines County ballots this year. So I corrected that on the county website, on the election website. So other than that, we're just gearing up to get everything going for the elections. We've reviewed a few locations for possible new polling locations, and we'll be working on getting all of that corrected in iVoters, because in May is when the Secretary of State will send out new cards to everybody to let them know what precinct they're in and what polling location they need to go to. So we're working on that.
Okay. Is that when they send them cards out, that's at state's expense, not ours?
Oh, I'm sure we'll be charged for the cards, just like the NCOA. The state does that for us, but we get charged for all the cards that are mailed out. So okay. We'll pay our price. So.
Yeah. Thanks, Terry. Lisa, how's that?
Just back to routine chaos.
Back to the routine chaos, huh? Well, you can blame Sheriff Glenn Denning for that, say.
Routine.
All three law enforcement agencies are to blame. So. No, it's nice just to get back to the routine stress of just a normal docket.
Okay, thanks, Lisa. Colin, how's the IT department?
Good, just keep busy, like always, but I don't really got anything new to report, so.
Okay, thanks, Colin. Kevin, how's the sheriff's department?
Doing well. Everything's going really well with us. Jail's pretty much the same as it has been. 65 total. I think we had four overnight from last night. Still four juveniles out of county, one adult male that's a conflict, so actually are in the 50s that are actually in our permanent holding, so doing well.
Thanks, Kevin. Yeah. Cheryl, how's the budget director doing?
Budget's going well. We're going to wrap that up on the 28th, 29th. You guys are going to set the date today, and then we will go right into a budget amendment right after that for the current year, so we'll be sending that off to publication about the middle of April, with the goal of the end of April for the budget amendment. So I'll send out an email to all the department heads and let them know that that'll be the next thing we work on. So.
Okay, thanks, Cheryl. Jared, how's Southeast Iowa Regional Plan?
We're doing okay. Land use, just keeping busy as usual. Don't have anything on the regular agenda today, but we got a work session to go over the fee schedule for the land use ordinances. So, apart from that, I don't have anything else to report.
Okay, thanks. Janelle, how's the treasurer's office?
Good morning. We're busy collecting those second half property taxes. So, just a reminder, I'll give several this month, but March 31st is the last day to pay without penalty. Okay.
Thank you.
When's that due again?
March 31st.
Chris Bogemiller. How's the public health?
Good morning. We're doing well, keeping busy. We're starting to schedule some of our outreach clinics. So we've done some offsite STD clinics in the past. You know, with COVID, those kind of slowed down, so we're getting ready to start doing those schedulings as well as going out to different places and doing health education. So we're getting those started back up.
Thank you. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Hey, good morning. Agenda item today, the resolution for that grant we've been putting together. Get that done, and then I'm meeting with the capital campaign team today to talk about kicking off our fundraising in earnest. So if there's anybody out there that wants to help us raise bunches and bunches of money, you can join us at the drink at noon today.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Natalie, how's the recorder's office?
The recorder's office is going well. Just business as usual.
Getting a lot of this time boat renewals now?
They're coming in slowly. I am working on sending out notices, since it's every 3 years. People do tend to forget. Since they do expire in April, like I say, not many people have their boats out, so
yeah.
They'll come rolling in.
Okay, thank you. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Not a whole lot. Guys are out for snow. Days all run together, but just the other day. Sounds like, Monday morning, I guess. Sounds like maybe another chance here late this week, so be nice to get back to regular spring, but we'll keep dealing with it whenever it shows up. Gravel roads are typical. Anytime you get snow in March, it doesn't do you any favors, so you get some calls or whatever, pass them on, but right now, unfortunately, there's not a lot to be done. You know, in the morning, it's frozen and rough as all get out, and in the afternoon, it's a sloppy mess, and until we get rid of the moisture and drive back out, that's just the way it's going to be. So Brian Bross is here, but I wanted to mention that he and I have been in touch. Of course, Brian's with Klinger, and they're going to handle our pipeline inspection, and so I know he has reached out, talked about some scheduling and stuff, and I think during the public input he's going to maybe give you some more information on general project scheduling. So I'll let him take that then, and I've talked to him, and going forward, if until things are more regular, we'll get him on the agenda when he wants to come, so he doesn't, I hate to say stuck sitting through this entire thing, but that's kind of what I'll say. So either way, I'd mention that. And we did bid a grading job. It's a pretty small job, 115th Street, 91st Avenue, just north of Burlington. Bid that yesterday. Had 6 bids. So it was nice to see that. One of them came in right near our estimate. So when I get that contract together and have it on the agenda, I'll go through those numbers and everything. But we did get that bid, and we'll be recommending acceptance here, doing a contract. And we are sending out a bid here this week for the Upper Flint paving job. So I'll get Tom's signature on that set of plans that are on that cover sheet, and that'll allow us to get stuff mailed out here this week. So that bid is in April, I want to say. And then we have another bid coming up in the DOT letting in May, and that'll be for the Dry Branch Bridge and some of that grading that you and I were talking about this morning, Shane. So so a lot of bids going out, and I would remind that here anytime from here to April, at some point, we have a couple contractors that need to get started. So you'll be seeing closures come along on Pleasant Grove Road, sounds like early April, also out on Geode on the other side. They're going up the hill past the dam. So both of those will be closures and relatively short projects in the whole scope of things, but both of those are paving jobs that got extended from last year for mostly for type reasons. So it's shaping up to be a busy construction season again. So that's a good deal, though. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. Ken Heidland, Mental Health Disability SEAL Region.
Good morning. Tomorrow is our monthly meetings for the SEAL Region, so we'll be real busy tomorrow. They're going to be bringing the 2080 and the MOU. The 2080 has to be updated before July 1, so the board will be looking at that again and making some more adjustments. So just our regular business next tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. Andy Vaughn, safety.
Good morning. I really don't have a lot safety-wise. I will be out of the office next week. So everyone, please be extra careful. No incidents, no accidents. I don't have to worry about anyone while I'm out.
And you're gonna be down in Florida someplace.
I wish. No, I'm having a foot surgery, so I will be incapacitated, so.
Well, good luck on that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Rodney Gleeser, maintenance?
Good morning. Just keeping really busy. Attended the Tiger Grant meeting last week. Those are gonna start happening, I think, every 2 weeks now. For anybody in the downtown area that's kinda involved in that. So those are meetings are kinda nice to kinda keep updated on what's happening and what's gonna be happening. So I attended that last week. Had a couple other meetings and keeping up with the snow. Other than that, nothing new to report.
Okay, thanks, Rodney. Did I miss anybody? I don't think I did. Moving on to correspondence. I don't see any here. Do any of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I have none.
Okay, no correspondence. Moving on to discussion and vote. We have a resolution for the acquisition of the development for the outdoor recreation, which is 2022-119. It says, whereas the County of Des Moines is interested in acquiring lands and developing outdoor recreation facilities on the following described project for the enjoyment of the citizens of Big Hollow Recreation Area in the state of Iowa. The project title is Big Hollow Possibility Accessible Improvements. The project will add 18 new campsites next to the existing RV carport. It will also pave a fishing jetty, currently gravel surface, install sidewalks at the beach, and do existing kayak launch docks, replacing soft natural surfaces and stairs with accessible routes. And the Land and Water Conservation Fund assisted is being sought for the acquisition of development of said outdoor recreational facilities. Now therefore be it resolved in Noyes County that the project described has been authorized, and it be further resolved that the county make application to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources to seek land and water conservation funds, financial assistance from the National Park Service in the amount of 50% of the actual cost of the project. And be it further resolved that said county certifies the following that will accept the terms and conditions of the NPS grants and aid manual for which project agreement for any awarded under the attached proposal, that it is complete accord with the attached proposal, and that it will carry out the acquisition and development of the manner described in the proposal, and any plans and specifications attached therefore unless prior approval and any changes that have been received, that it will not discriminate against any person on the basis of race, color, or natural origin in the use of any property or failure acquired or developed pursuant to the proposal, and shall comply with the items, the intent of the Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and of the regulations pursuant to such act to the Secretary of the Interior and contained in 43 CFR 17, that it will maintain adequate financial records of the proposed project and substantial claims for cost sharing. This is to certify that the foregoing is a true and correct copy of the resolution duly and legally adopted by the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors at a legal meeting held on March 8th. Can't even read. By the way, have you got something to print a little bit bigger for us?
Take that up with Congress.
On March the 8th.
So, I move to approve. I'd second that and thank Chris for breaking down that project cost to assuage my concerns about the requirements for a federal match. So anyway, so thank you. Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broeker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Moving on, we have a resolution 2022-20 setting terms and dates for the fiscal year 23 budget hearing. Be it resolved, the Board of Supervisors hereby fixes time and place for a public hearing on the fiscal year 23 budget estimate for Tuesday, March 29, 2022 at 9 a.m. in the Board of Supervisors room at Des Moines County Courthouse. The Des Moines County Budget Director is hereby directed to publish the notice and estimated summary as required by law. This resolution shall take effect immediately.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Carry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Resolution 2022-021 for appointing Title VI Coordinator for Des Moines County.
Move to approve.
Second.
You want me to read this?
No.
I'll go ahead and read this. Resolution hereby appoints Sarah Doty, payroll deputy, as the Title VI Coordinator for Des Moines County. The coordinator will be responsible for implementing and monitoring the local public agency Title VI program for the Title Non-Discrimination Agreement with the Iowa Department of Transportation, which is DOT, and the representative for issues and actions pertaining to the agreement. Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Please forward our congratulations to Sarah.
Yeah. Well, I think when we looked at the documents, the last time that was changed was 10 years ago.
Isn't that long?
Well, Kathy was the last Title VI, and that's something that's needed through the DOT, Brian.
Yeah, it has been that long. Kathy was it originally, and we still are doing it all tied to federal funding. It's been a long time since I can remember. And basically, the end result was that we added a paragraph saying we wouldn't discriminate to our bid documents. I think that's a very brief summary of a whole lot of paperwork.
Slow.
Take your time, Jimmy. Payroll claims reimbursement in the amount of $722.56.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Okay.
certificate of organization, Des Moines County Agricultural Extension Council. This is the organization. Terms beginning January 19th and expiring December of 2022 would be Barbara Kerr of Mediapolis, Brenda Wishmeyer of Sperry, Mike Byerly of Burlington, Dean Van Ness of Danville, Brian DeWald of Burlington. Terms beginning January the 21st, expiring December 2024 would be Aaron Plain, Mediapolis, Jennifer Lane, Mediapolis, Patty Jo Patton, Burlington, Amanda Wagg, Mediapolis.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay, Class C liquor license for Bad Annie's down in Augusta. Kevin, do you have any problem with this?
No issues there at all.
No issues there. Good.
Motion to approve. Second.
Terry.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Class C liquor license for Harvest View Farms. Everything looks in order here.
Same, no issues at all.
Okay.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Next we have a fireworks permit for Sperry Show on 7/2/22. We have an application here for the unincorporated area. It looks like the fire chief of Mediapolis has signed off on it. We have the copy of the check.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have approval of the HIPAA privacy and security policy and procedure manual.
And that's the book that's in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Terry.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
God, you didn't want me to expound on that or anything?
I was afraid you were going to want us to read it.
This.
And then if you flip the page, there's a place for you to sign.
We had the approval of the CWA Local 716 Clerical and Custodial Tentative Agreement.
Motion to approve. Give them the money.
Second.
Terry.
Shane Campbell.
Yep.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Next, we Next, we have approval of the CWA Local 17-7176, deputies and correctional centers.
Motion to approve. Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCannable.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay, next we have the approval of the lease agreement for the DHS. Made between Burlington Crossing Real Estate, LLC Landlord, and Des Moines County as a tenant on behalf of the Iowa Department of Human Services, pursuant to the Iowa Code Section 217-32.
I'll make the motion to approve that, but I'd like to thank Lisa for all the work she put in on it. I read over quite a bit of it, flew over my head, but so thank you, Lisa. I know you spent a little time on that, but I would make a motion to approve that.
I'll second it and second the thanks.
Right on.
I know Jesse said they're anxious to get started, so.
Terry.
Mike, tell me, come pick that up this afternoon if you want.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCannable.
Yep.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Terry should stamp this on the back where we sign or on the front of it.
I'll probably on the back where it's where you sign.
Didn't want to mess you up. Okay, we have a personnel action. So we have three of them for local health. We should do all three of them at once if it's okay with you gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The first one is Stephanie Gall, Health Promotion Coordinator. Unpaid leave, 8 hours on 3/1/22. The next one is Julie Shaw, certified nurse's aide. 6 month probation completed, annual salary, $30,087. The next one is Judith Weatherwax. Is that the way you pronounce that?
Yes, Weatherwax.
75.38 hours unpaid.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCannable.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Kenyetta Brooks, correctional officer full time. Unpaid time, 3/1/22 to 4/13/22.
Most to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCannable.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Reports. treasurer's office. We have the clerk of report for fees collected in January 22 and recorder's report for fees collected in 22. And jail stats for February, no, January of 22. And we have general assistance for February of 22. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing at your convenience.
We had an issue recently with someone who turned in a fee claim. That's been resolved. However, when I reviewed the resolution, it's extremely out of date. And so it probably needs to be updated to be current with the current code sections.
When did they change last change that?
They just changed it a year or two ago.
I knew it was fairly recent, I didn't know.
So Trent and I will get something worked out. The other thing is we want to make sure that it includes all of the various areas where the county would be responsible for indigent defense. There are some areas that you are responsible for that were not included in the resolution. So we want to make sure that it's good and tight, that there's no question that everything that we would be responsible for paying is included in there at that public defender rate. So we'll get something up and get it on the agenda hopefully in a couple weeks.
So if you remind us of it in another week or so, and then we'll go ahead and put it on. Thanks, Lisa. How about you, gentlemen? Committee reports.
Nothing to report.
Nothing here either. Public input. Anybody from the public has any input? We'll give you 2 minutes. Anybody listening can call in at 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4, or they can call or email board@dmcounty.com. That would be board@dmcounty.com, and we'll give you 2 minutes.
While you're waiting, Chairman, I would just like to recognize the distinguished gentleman in the back seat, past mayor of the city of Burlington. Tim Scott is here. Just recognize Mr. Scott.
That's my FedEx driver.
Is that your FedEx driver? He's not mine. He never brings me nothing
he
from FedEx.
He does every once in a while.
We're graced by your presence.
Thanks. We'll see if that holds.
That's why I got it out now.
Brian Bras, Clinger & Associates. As Brian mentioned, I did have a conversation with Craig Schoenfeld of C3R Consulting, I believe is their name. They're handling the permitting process with the Iowa Utilities Board for the Heartland Greenway Pipeline. We chatted last week for a little while about schedule, and they still have quite a bit of permitting environmental things to do. But it sounded like that the earliest that we might see any actual activity in the field might be either December of next year or the following spring in 2024. So there's a lot of stuff to get done, and ahead of that to communicate with landowners and get easements and get the designs done and all that. So I don't have much more detail than that. I thought he was going to be here today. Maybe he isn't. I don't. I only talked to him on the phone, so. So that's all I have.
Okay, thanks, Brian. Anybody else? Well, we got a little bit of time here, so we'll just. We got a minute and 7 seconds. Nobody can get up. Tim, you got anything to say?
He's saving up.
Let's talk about broker's debt. Let's do that. Heard there's some really good stories. You want to share one, Tom? Bless your heart.
This morning I stopped to get a cup of coffee and bring with me, and a gentleman that used to work for Tom's dad come up and said, would you give this to Tom? And it's a picture of Tom's dad when he was probably, what, 40 years old, maybe?
Well, it was a while back. But he had a pool cue in his hand, so I recognized him.
So anyway, that's the Ed Broker I knew back then when that picture was taken. So. Okay, time is up, so nobody called in, nobody emailed. With an aye, we're out of here.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.